Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Thinking about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you sitting out at, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, that's your promise in my wallet, don't speak it, won't speak, I orgasm all transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your, all your money where your mouth could be, please. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y. M-O-N-E-Y.
All of it, all of it.
My weight is up, to me it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for me, so I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week, Y is for yes, it's a week out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Hello, everybody out there in Dollhouse Radio Land. I am Sammy Bricks, and you guys have tuned in right now to Webcamming with Sammy and Sage and my yummy, yummy little co-host here, Miss Sage Montana, is here on the line with me. How are you, Miss Sexy? Are you there? Hello? What happened to my girly? Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yay, there you are. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, wait. I punched you in. Where are you? Like, I punched you in. Oh, no pun intended with your boxing studio. Punched you in. Yeah. How you doing, sexy chica?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing absolutely amazing, fabulous. I'm ready for this yummy show that we're going to have. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. So excited. So just so everybody knows, we have a wonderful show lined up for you guys today. You know, this is all about webcamming, and today we have an amazing, beautiful, wonderful guest that's going to be coming on. I mean, not only is she talented and beautiful, but she's very knowledgeable in the webcam industry. So this is going to be so much fun. And, you know, I'm going to tell y'all who she is here in a few minutes. If you haven't been reading the tweets, and you haven't been reading posts on Dollhouse Radio, well, y'all suck donkey balls, and we'll just have to spank you later. Seriously.
Yep.
Yeah, we will. We'll have to spank your asses later.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not gonna ruin the surprise right now. I first have to ask Sage something that I've been dying to know. Well, besides the cute little picture of that butterfly line that I'm actually going to be sending you here within the next week, I want to taste it first before I send it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to taste it first, and if it tastes like crap, then I'm not going to send that wine to you because I don't want you to put it up in your studio, and you're like, oh, okay, well, it's a cute bottle with butterfly wings, but it tastes like shit.
Got it.
Yeah. I'll be like, okay, I'll taste it, and if it's icky, then I'll just send you a bottle, and you just keep it as a souvenir, and just because it's cute. Just don't drink it. how was the boxing party?
Awesome.
How was it?
Tons of people. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice.
Yes, lots of yummy food and
cocktail.
People. Yeah.
Did the fight turn out the way you wanted it to, though?
No.
That's right. I know this isn't a sports show, everybody. Everybody listening, this is not a sports show. But the only reason why I'm talking about this to Sage is the fact that she actually has a boxing studio aside from her webcam studio. So she's got, this woman is so diverse. So not only is she sexy on webcam. She will flap you with those goddamn butterfly wings and then box you the fuck out. Oh, my gosh. So you guys had a total lot of fun, and everybody ate lots and had drinks.
Yes.
And, oh, I love it, love it, love it. That is too fun. Oh, my gosh, my dogs are, like, totally howling in the backyard. It sounds like there must be like a fire truck going by because they're like my Rottweiler. He screams at the top of his lungs every time freaking fire truck goes by. Yeah, it's so cute. I'm going to have to record it one of these times and do like a quick little clip and throw it on Instagram because it's so stinking cute. He gets up on his back legs and does this like donkey jump. Like, it's so hilarious. And he's so giant. Like, he's this huge thing.
Aww.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so today we have this yummy guest coming on, and like I said, she's very, very knowledgeable when it comes to webcamming. Wouldn't you say so, Sage? Like,
oh,
isn't
yes,
she
definitely.
Amazing. You remember, because you were with me when, I think, weren't you with me at the AVN when her picture was on those little StreamMate dollar bills?
Yes, and
we walked up to the booth. Yeah, we walked up to her, and we're like, oh, my gosh, you're on the little StreamMate dollar bills. And she's like, what? Really?
Yep.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, she's so stinking cute. Like, she is cute as a bug's ear. You just want to, like, take her and put her in your pocket and take her home with you.
She's
so stinking cute.
A tiny lady.
She is. And she looks, this is what's funny. When you meet her, and you see her in person, you think she's really innocent, like this. You don't want to touch her because you think she might bite because she's so cute and innocent looking. No, she's not. She's a naughty, naughty chica. She is naughty.
Yeah, she looks like she looks like a homemaker when you meet her and then strips off her clothes and.
I can totally see that. So, everybody, who we're talking about is Miss Paige Little. And she's been a model on StreamMate for a very, very long time. She's so cute and so friendly, loves her fans, and her personality is just absolutely amazing. And when you meet her in person, she's exactly the same as when you see her on cam, except for when you take her private. Well, she's a little more naughty and does things that you wouldn't really expect her to do. Because when you see her, you're like, oh, she's so cute. I just want to, like, squeeze her and put her in my pocket and ask her, let's go out to dinner, have a couple of drinks. And then all of a sudden, this girl's getting nasty and taking her clothes off, and she is going to make you come over and over again. Just saying, boys and girls.
Yes, she is.
Oh my gosh. So is there anything else new going on with you there, Mama-san?
Not you right now.
No.
But I will have a big announcement at my at the cam party. I'll have a nice big announcement for everybody.
Oh shit. Oh shit.
I may have to text you the announcement ahead of time, but
yeah. Oh shit. Oh, you're gonna have to know. I won't spill it out over the air, I promise, not until it's, you know, time to. I learned my lesson with that actually because I opened my mouth on my Monday radio show with James. I had announced something that I didn't realize I wasn't supposed to. But if somebody doesn't tell me not to announce something, then you're in trouble. You have to make sure I'm not supposed to say it over the air or over social media because I will open my mouth. I don't open it just for cock and vagina, but I do open my mouth. And I spill the beans. So, James, if you're listening, apologize, even though you didn't tell me not to open my mouth. So I hope you love me, man. Hope you love me, man.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
He still does. We talked. That was like, oh, my gosh, blonde moment, 69. No offense, Paige. I know you're blonde. So before we get into the rest of this yummy show, I'm going to let Miss Angela do our fabulous dollhouse announcements because we have so many things going on. And right after these announcements, we will get right back to the show. And our sexy girl, Miss Paige Little, is going to be coming on here and entertaining us. And she has some exciting news with a lot of things that she has that she's working on right now. And some yummy news about what she has that's going to be launching soon as well. So, Miss Sexy Angela, take it away, baby, with your yummy dollhouse announcements. Everybody, we will be right back after these messages.
Sounds like the news.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar Rock Daily on the Dollhouse Radio website. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Beauty and Beats returns with a hot new cast and lots of fun this Sunday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, along with our Urban Society show airing at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Also, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by music industry veteran Ian Burke, Thursday, May 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Thank you, Miss Angela. You're absolutely awesome, possum. Oh, my goodness. So when we do the show, you know, we usually stick to mostly webcamming. And what's so funny is when I do my Monday show, because it's a Sammy cocktail hour, it's turned into another, like, almost webcam show. Like, I'm always, unless I have Sierra on. Like, when I have Melissa on, every other Monday, it's like we always turn it into webcamming. So it's like we've got webcamming all over the board here on Dollhouse Radio, and I'm loving it. And we are totally going to tune everybody into webcamming. People that don't know nothing about it, watch out. It's coming to you. Literally going to be coming. Coming. I don't mean C-O-M. I mean C-U-M. Coming. Oh, I know. We're so silly. Okay, I'm silly. I'm a silly goose. So your party's coming up here soon, your slumber party with all the girls in your studio. Do we have like a set date?
June 13th.
Okay, did you guys hear that? June 13th, Sage is going to have for her studio a major webcam model slumber party. This is going to be amazing. I so wish I was going to be there. Oh, my gosh. I so wish I was going to be there. It would be, you and me would be having a yummy party, and I'd probably just jump in on a couple girls every once in a while.
Yeah.
All right, it's on. It's on.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay, so have you, like, announced it to everybody out on social media, or?
I'm going to put together a little mini flyer. I'm still working through to pick the girls that I'm going to let participate.
Oh, did you hear that?
Because everybody...
Girls in Sage's studio, you better watch your P's and Q's, because she is listening over you.
Oh, cool.
You better make sure you're a good girl. This is like the naughty and nice list. Like, if you're naughty enough and you're nice, you're going to make the list.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Ooh, is my little rainbow going to be involved?
Oh, yes.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
Has she been hanging out at the little swinger party since last week?
You know what? I'm not sure. I think she does it more on the weekend, so I'm sure she will be there this weekend.
I'll send her a message and see if she was there last weekend after the show and say, so, did you get a
See if she got a little naughty.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. Miss Paige, if you are out there listening, make sure you press 1, and then I'll be able to put you into the show, you sexy lady, you, because we cannot wait to bring you in. And to all of you out there listening, you can call us at 646-595-4038, and we'll be able to put you into the show. And do not take offense to you listeners out there. Please don't take offense, because I want to definitely get a lot of yummy info from Paige for all the webcam models out there from her. So if I don't take your call, you know, while she's on the air, you know, too soon, just, you know, don't get mad at us. Just, you know. You can send us your Twitter or send us tweets on Twitter, and we'll hopefully be able to answer them in a timely manner. But please don't get mad, because I really want to talk to Paige. She has so much yummy information and lots of things going on. So on that note, everybody, we have the Miss Wonderful, one and only, sexy little Paige is coming on. How are you, sexy?
I'm great. How are you, sweetie?
Oh, her little accent. Oh, my gosh. I just want to, like, fill it through the freaking airwaves. You are so cute. Your voice is so cute. Okay, just say something, because I want to hear that accent again.
Oh, my. You're making
you
me blush over here. No.
Oh, wait, which cheeks?
Well, I won't tell. You have to find out that for yourself, honey.
Okay, I'm done. Hey, I have stalked Miss Sexy Paige. I have stalked her, and she's done some naughty things. I've seen what you've done to women. You've done more naughty things to women than I have. You are yummy. Like, I've seen you do things. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm, like, thinking you were so innocent for a long time. Oh, hell no.
Hey, don't give my secrets out.
Okay, fine. Okay, so everybody, if you want to see her secrets, just Google Google Paige Little and you'll see all the naughty secrets. I'm telling you right now, there's lots of naughty secrets out there. She's not as innocent as she looks, I promise. She really isn't. She's a dirty girl.
Do you remember the party in Vegas at the Jose Frog?
Yes, I do.
Oh, crap.
Oh, I do.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that was good.
Yes, it was.
Was it a good one?
That was a good one.
Definitely. Really? So do tell. Mm-hmm. What happened there, girlies? What happened?
They've got a stage set up with a DJ, and at one point they started playing the Shot song. And all I remember is Catherine Taylor was beside me. I'm pretty sure you were in there too, Sage. And
yes,
they didn't have shot glasses. Okay, I thought so. And no shot glasses. You just stood at the stage with your mouth open, and he just kept pouring.
No, Sage did not.
Oh, I did.
We are good girls. We did not partake. We did not partake. I'm crossing my fingers and toes over here, Sage.
Sage knows how to swallow, so I'm sure she took a few shots really nice and deep.
Yeah, the cam girls at the party, we were able to down that better than a lot of the other people at the party, but that's okay.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sad that I missed it, but that's okay. This upcoming year, I will be there. It's on like Donkey Kong, girls. It will be
there
on. You go. So, Ms. Paige, I am so excited you took time out of your day to come, you know, talk and chat with us and have fun and be a little naughty here on the show, and Dollhouse Radio absolutely is immensely happy that you're here. You know, tell us, you have so much exciting stuff going on, and I'm excited for you. I'm going to let you burst out, you know, the new Twitter interactive that you have for the Cam Girls. So tell me all about it, sister.
I have been involved in webcamming for 10 years plus. And exclusive with StreamMate for over 7 years plus. And with all those years behind me, I've always had new girls coming into camming, asking about advice, how-tos, tips, pointers, this and that. And for literally years, I have wanted to put a project together to help out gals, or even just models in general, because I've had some guys that I've helped become better models. New models learn the ropes and get the most out of it and the most fun out of it that they can. And my project that I launched is CamGirl 411. You know, CamGirl info, what do you dial on your phone when you need info? 411. So this is CamGirl 411 on Twitter. It is an interactive weekly Twitter chat at 7 p.m. each Wednesday Eastern Standard Time, and we have a set topic, and we get out as much information with that set topic as we can within an hour time frame. We have guest hosts coming in to share their expertise on different networks, different techniques and niches, and it is growing as exponentially. Today, of all days, I am so excited. We hit over 2,000 followers today. And we launched in late October.
Awesome, darling.
And we hit over 2,000 today. So our followers are gaining, and we've got huge plans for it in the future. We're trying to set up even a possible like mini conference before some of these adult shows where the cameras usually will be anyway, and do like a mini thing for CamGirl 411 while everyone's kind of together. So we're working on all sorts of things for the future, and we're just going to keep plugging along. And I just said plug. Ha! Okay.
Well, hey, at least you didn't say butt plug.
Yeah, someone just had a pretty one today, and that's why I was just like, I just said that. No one realized that was in my head. Yeah, I had daisies in it. It was so pretty. It's like, oh, I want that. So it was in my head. Sorry. They diverted attention. But we're getting more and more info out as we can, and just continuing to educate and get these CAM models just as much fun and profit as we can. So it's really, really awesome.
Love it.
And
love it.
My counterpart behind the scenes is Joe Evans, No Rivals, and he's doing the managing and everything behind the scenes, and we're building the website to go with it, and it will house all of the archives of previous chats. So if you have a question, they'll be cataloged, and you can pull it up with the questions and answers, and there'll be tips, and there'll be links, and there'll be all sorts of things incorporated with the website when it launches. And email access to, if they've got a quick question, they can drop us an email. They can tweet us immediately. I mean, we love sharing info. That's my motto.
Right.
And
so I love it. Absolutely love what you're doing. And that's why Sage and I are doing, you know, this webcamming show, radio show
mm-hmm.
as well, because
mm-hmm.
it's one of those things where, as you know, there's so many CAM models out there, you know, brand new models, established models that need help, really,
yes.
truly need help. And
mm-hmm.
with us girls, you know, and all the girls that we've had on the show, we're all kind of in the same boat where we're willing to help every single CAM model, whether brand new, established, help them with building
mm-hmm.
not only their traffic, but learning how to build their income and everything else. And
right.
I find it absolutely amazing that you've done the CAM Girl 411. My question to you is now, is this going to be a video-based chat as well, or... You know, so is it just going to be strictly Twitter, or are you going to do, or are you doing a video-based?
There will be a video teaching component that
okay.
will be launched.
Okay.
So they're going to coincide, and they're going to help each other. Cambrill University is... in the works and upcoming in the near future. So that is going to be part of that type of process. So we are going to be able to incorporate both.
Okay,
so
and then are you going to
really
have...
Excited.
No, I love it. I love the whole concept and everything you have going on. And also, are you going to be doing like... such as the video, are you going to be doing it where, say, I want to call in or I want to be part of your learning class, are you going to do it, you know what I mean, like a video to video or just a video tutorial for all of us CAM models, that kind of thing?
It would be more or less a video tutorial.
Okay,
We're working on and planning, and that way... they would be able to have access to it at any time. But
gotcha.
We're making ourselves accessible through email and Twitter and everything, that if they need something more immediate or need even further help, I have no problem with that. For years, I can't remember even.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had only been a CAM model for 3 months when I had some new models. It was actually, I was with Private CAM Z years back, if you recall that network.
I've heard that, but tell us, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Private CAM Z, it was the epitome of camming networks back then. It was like
that was
the,
like back in dial-up mode, wasn't it?
Just passed. I actually did my first member shows. I'm old. I know. I admit it. I'm 49. My first weekly videos, member shows, were on, what was it called? StreamRay. And it was not even a constant feed. It was every couple of seconds it updated. So it was not even a constant feed with StreamRate back then. And that just was blowing my mind. It's like, I am not that friggin' old. What the hell? But we went from that with, that was weekly member chats, the weekly member show with the website. And I started webcamming from there because the guys wanted more and more of the live stuff, if you can call that live at that point. And I touched base with Private Cam Z and was with them for a number of years. And then finally heard from a friend about StreamMate and went there. And like, I'm celebrating my 7th year exclusive with StreamMate. And every year on my anniversary month of being exclusive with StreamMate, I do a month-long member appreciation blowout extravaganza because
it's
so fun for me. So all month of May is fan appreciation, member appreciation month for me.
Did you guys hear that? If you guys have not been on her page, it's page PAIGELITTLE.camermodels.com. Make sure you check that out. If you don't see her freaking webcam show, you're all fired. You're fired. Just saying. Oh, and don't forget me and Sage, you know. Don't forget us, people.
I snuck into your chat room to get quiet. I know the drill.
But that's the thing. It's like with us girls, and we all know, and Sage knows this, and you know this. It's like, you know, the girls that are fun and, you know, have personalities that you can connect with. And there's the ones that, you know, you just kind of steer clear from, and you're like, okay, I'll say hi when I see you at a convention, but yeah, that's it. Okay, hi, bye-bye, you're a friend.
Exactly.
You know? And it's really sad to say that because we're in this industry that's absolutely amazing, and it's blown up over the past, I would say, the past 5 to 7 years. And you know, Paige, in the last, you know, 5-7 years, it's literally blown up. It's taken the porn industry by storm. Like, everybody loves to see the girls live, you know? So, I mean, what do you think about that? Would you rather be doing webcamming, or would you rather be shooting content so everybody can just see the content?
I like the interactive aspect of camming much better than just a video camera or a camera in front of me that I don't know who's watching. And that's just very much more impersonal to me. I enjoy the aspect of the live cam show and
being
the interaction
in control
with that. Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that, everybody?
Type A personality to the max.
She likes to be in control.
They always ask me, they're like, wow, but you don't do the Dom stuff. I said, no. Because I want you to have just as much fun as I'm having. And usually, Doms can kind of take that aspect away. So, no.
Right. Sage, do you have any yummy questions for Miss Paige? Paige and Sage.
Have you been into AVNs these last couple years and I've just missed you?
I've not been for, oh, golly, it has been a couple years since I've been to the AVN.
Do you plan on coming back?
Yeah, I would love to be able to get back out to Vegas for the shows.
Yeah,
I'm based out of Indiana, so that's quite a ways for me.
Yeah,
right.
And we have actually had some pretty nasty weather issues and flight delays and everything that particular time of year, too. So it does make it a little bit more difficult at times. But definitely something on our list that we want to go back out, and we miss the people in the industry and our friends and our fans, and it's definitely something that we're striving to get back into the AVNs and everything again.
Okay. Nice. So then I have a question, Ms. Paige.
Mm-hmm.
So do you, because I, you know, of course, I've stalked you and I've seen that you've, you know, shot all these yummy things. So do you still shoot, like, your girl-girl scenes that I've seen. I've watched you do some yummy things to women that you're a naughty chica. I will, everybody listening, do not think she is innocent. This woman is not innocent. She is a naughty housewife that will take you by the balls and drain the cum out of your cockola. I'm just saying, she will drain the cum out of you. Sorry, I just had to say that. I just had to say that. Because she will do it.
I try. Yes, I do. And I don't stop until I succeed. When I have an opportunity, Indiana is not a hotbed of porn, needless to say. So when I have an opportunity to catch up with friends and everything, that's the opportunity when I get to actually have fun and get content and everything. It has been a while, and that's why I want to start making plans to get that all in motion again and get to hang out with everyone and have fun.
Gotcha. So then so when you're shooting your content, you do mostly like, are you into swingers? Like, you know what I mean? Is that, do you find the girls you shoot with, do you like swingers girls? Or how do you find the girls that you feel comfortable with and you want to play with?
Actually,
where do you find your vagina?
I have known my friends for a long time. I've shot with Brandi Love and Dia Zerva and Karen Fisher and Mandy Taylor and Dume and, oh, golly.
Karen Fisher's amazing. And she's
Karen,
also on Dollhouse Radio.
Fun.
Oh,
she is.
Yeah,
I saw her at one point.
Mm-hmm.
I love Karen. Yeah,
she's on Dollhouse Radio also. And we did a browser scene together, but it wasn't girl-girl, which I wish it would have been, because I would have been in titty heaven. Hello.
They are very fine, believe me. She's got nice ones.
Oh, boy. She's got nice everything.
Yes, she does. Those particular ladies, I've had the opportunity to know for quite a while prior to shooting, and it just worked out to where we were in the same convention zone, and it's like, hey, let's set it up and get some stuff rolling. So that's usually how that's come about.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. Have you ever done any of the, because with all the scenes that I've seen you, you know, all your yummy shoots with the girls, do you ever do amateur girls, like girls who have never shot before? Or do you prefer to do people who are a little more comfortable and a little established?
Well, I have actually had an opportunity to shoot. I'm trying to think of her last name. Her name is Jasmine. Beautiful girl. Just as nice as she can be and just adorable and funny. And I cannot remember her last name. I want to say James. That doesn't sound right. Sorry, Jazz. But I had an opportunity.
Jazz, we'll find it and we'll tweet it.
But I shot with her and we just had a blast. So, I mean, it doesn't matter as long as I know the people and everyone's comfortable. I mean, that's just kind of what's been the basis of that.
Right. It's all about the connection.
Yeah, Kelly Anderson, too. I shot with her. She's amazing.
Oh, nice.
She's such a doll.
Yay. Oh, you've had so much fun. Mm-hmm. I love it, love it, love it. And the girls that you've worked with, and women, you know, women, girls, whatever, that is so freaking amazing. But your thing is the webcam, just like me and Sage. And that is what we do, and we love it. And, oh, my gosh. Oh, shit. I got to sneeze. Oh, damn.
And I have a question kind of for both of you guys. Do you guys prefer to cam more in the daytime or in the evening time? Like, do you guys cam off of, like, what's available because you guys both work from home? Or is there, like, a better time, do you think, for you guys? Like, that's one thing girls always ask me is, like, when's the best time? What do you guys think?
Right. It's actually something that I get asked frequently. And we've actually covered it on Cam Girl 411. It kind of varies per network by the traffic that is coming through the network, and it kind of can depend on your niche a little bit.
Right.
the main thing is, as long as the viewers know what your time frame is going to be, if there's any way that you have at your particular network to post your hours, you're going to get your followers coming in. I work days, occasional nights and weekends, as I need to work off more naughty energy. But for my part, my viewers are normally the guys on lunch break, the husbands on a quick coffee break during the day, construction workers at their truck on the job site. So my time frame is usually days. When I do evenings, I get usually some new followers and some new regulars that'll pick up from that. But the general basis that I've had forever are the day shift.
Day shift. What about you, Nick?
You know, well, you know, with me, my problem is, you know, after eating the wedding cake, I haven't been camming as much, and everybody knows that. But I recently, you know, within the last couple of months, I've been camming more and more. And for me, I've noticed that my more following is during the day. If I log in anywhere from 8 to 11 a.m., I am busier from that time. And then my vajayjay is like so sore, or my anal cavity is. And then I have to log off for a few hours. And then if I want to come back a little bit earlier in the evening, then it's like, okay, I'll come back a little, you know, in the evening. But it's so hard, because I will say to everybody and all you new cam models out there listening right now, there is webcam seasoning. There's a webcam seasoning. Yeah, you can just season your talks with all of us webcam models. But there's a webcam season. And a lot of cam models don't realize this, and they get so frustrated. Because when it comes to the summertime, this is when new webcam models find it hard to make money. And we're coming up on the summertime for our business, and webcam models are going to get really, really pissed off, the new ones, because of the fact that they're going to be logging in and saying, why am I not making any money? You know, what's going on? Yada, yada, yada. But if you're not, you know, a seasoned cam model and you have not been established and you have not put your time in, sisters, starting out in the summer, you got to put your time in or you will hate the business. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. And you girls know, when it comes to summertime, because this is when everybody's kids are out of school, people are on vacations, you know, Europeans are on vacations longer than Americans. And it's one of those things where you have to stick it through. And if the girls out there listening right now, if you can stick it through until September, trust me, it's going to pay off. Just put your time in. You know, basically, just fuck yourself. That's what you have to do. Just go fuck yourself. I'm just going to say, just go fuck yourself. It does pay off. This industry is like
the
any
tip of the day.
The tip of the day. Just go fuck yourself. But, I mean, you girls would agree that it takes the right person to be able to do this job. You have to really love it and embrace it and enjoy it. If you don't, then don't do it. Don't buy a webcam. Don't get the right computer, because if you don't enjoy what you do, then go become a waitress. Go become a dancer. You know, become a porn star. Do whatever. Because I'll tell you right now, we make more money than 90% of porn stars out there, because we put the time in and we make the money. And you're safe at home. Just saying. Okay, that's my take on that. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Just saying.
100%
I'm just saying.
On target with that.
Right, Paige? Don't you think so?
Absolutely on target with that, yes.
Mm-hmm. You really do have to look at, and this is what scares me about girls. Like, I had
a few messages today, and I get messages all the time from girls. Oh my gosh, Sammy, what do I do? You know, I get them on Twitter, and they're like, I really want to be a webcam model. And the first thing is, what do I do? I'm like, well, first thing, do you own a computer? Do you have internet connection? Those are my first two questions. Do you have a computer? Do you have internet connection? And then the next question is, do you have a webcam? Because, Paige, do you ever get these girls asking, can I use my webcam off of my laptop? Like, I have a webcam on there.
I've actually encountered a few that have tried to use that, and it's one of those deals that's like, not recommended at all.
Right?
The thing is, they are upgrading them quite a bit recently. So it's better than the webcams we started out with, probably. But it's not the quality streaming capacity that most networks are nearly requiring at this point.
Seriously. And that's what a lot of girls don't get, or I'll get girls that ask me, well, I have an iPad. Can I stream from that? And I'm like, not strong enough.
And netbooks aren't strong enough. It's got to be at least a quad four processor with either a 0.5 or 0.7, an i5 or an i7, to be able to push the high speed widescreen.
They should really go with the i7, because with all the different things, at least on streaming, with all the things that they're doing to upgrade the site, and everyone's going to need the i7.
Oh, yeah. I have a not very old MacBook Pro that I used to be able to take with me and Cam while I was traveling to the conventions and everything. And the latest update, it's like, crap, why isn't this working? And I found out it's not fast enough anymore. And it's like, oh, my God, I'm dead. So I have to upgrade my laptop. But at least I've got the i7 that I cam from daily. So that's the main thing.
Right, and that's what a lot of these new girls, like I was just saying, they're like, oh, I have this device, and it has Wi-Fi capability, and, like, I can totally do this. No, girls and guys, whatever your gender is, you cannot do it just like, it's not that easy. This is a process, and not only that, but this is actually a job, and if you, you know, girls, men, couples out there listening, and you want to become an amazing cam model, this is what you have to do. You have to listen to us and really treat it like it's a job. Like, this is our job. This is what we do. This is our life. This is our livelihood. Like, I don't have another job. Well, okay. Well, I'm kind of lying. I do help my husband with his business, but I don't get paid for that. And so, you know, that's just kind of me just smiling, looking pretty for him. But when it comes to me and being online and doing what I love the most is being an amazing cam model, just like Paige and Sage sitting in a tree, just like this. Like these amazing cam models that I'm here with right now, spending the most amazing hour with. It's like they know you have to work hard. You have to have the right equipment. If you don't, I hate to say it, I'm just going to say it bluntly right now, you're going to fail at this business. You have to work hard, have the right equipment, bust your ass for the first 6 months, and you will be an amazing cam model, and you will smile your ass off to the bank later. Come back
plus,
and tell me in 6 months.
Plus your but internet, you pay for the internet, your equipment, you get to write all of that stuff off on your taxes. So it really doesn't hurt to spend the money on it anyway.
And not only that, if you have hair extensions, if you have eyelashes, makeup, your fingernails, your toes, anything you do, I have to redo my titties here next week, in a week and a half, well, because I have to, it's still a tax write-off. Girlfriends, guys, whatever gender you are, it's all a tax write-off when it's a business purpose.
Yep.
Seriously. The panties I wear, the bras I wear that I take off after 2-3 minutes, tax write-off, Hello, best business in the goddamn world. I'm just saying right now. Just saying.
Yeah, there's as much fun as I have with it and as much as I enjoy it, and I love my fans, and they're my friends as well. But I, like you stated, I do have to operate it as a business as well and think about it along those lines, because the cost of everything to do it just for fun,
right?
It is expensive.
Yeah, it is.
It does have a pretty high overhead, at least for startup.
Right, right. Sage has a huge write-off, or like huge overhead. She's got her studio.
Well, that's
so
why we tell the girls, just, you know, save your receipts and write it all off. It ends up helping you to spend the money anyways. I know a lot of girls like worry about spending the money, but it's like it kind of benefits you to spend the money if you're going to put in the time and the effort. Because it's not as easy as, you know, sticking things in your holes. That's the fun part, but you do have to think business-wise. It's like when customers think that cam girls aren't intelligent, we actually are extremely intelligent, at least as successful ones are.
Exactly. And that's the thing, a lot of girls don't realize, too, when you have an apartment or you own your own home, whatever, you know, that's part of your write-off. You can write off a percentage of, you know, the place that you're working in, wherever you're working, that's a write-off. When you're driving, you know, from your house and you're using that gas mileage to go buy those toys for you to work or go buy those outfits, remember, save all those receipts. It really adds up at the end of the year.
It really does.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Love it. So we are going to be coming up at the end of the show, but Miss Paige, I know that you have another yummy that you're getting ready to launch here soon, and I would love to hear a little more about that, because I know you're going to have lots of interactive, you know, yummies for all of your fans once it is launched. You know, your Paige Little .XXX. Can you tell me a little more about that, Mama?
Paige Little .XXX, my website, when it launches, is going to be a very unique experience based upon photo sets and videos and everything that all kind of encompass my camming and everything like that. And the videos are going to be as interactive as the videos can be, and it's just going to be a whole new way of having a really cool site put together with the focus being on the camping.
When do you plan on launching?
That's going to be awesome. Do you have like a certain time period? Like when you're...
When it launches? Hopefully will be 6 months, 9 months out. Got a mainstream project that is taking top priority at the moment. As soon as that gets handled, everything will be wrapped up, and that'll be ready to roll. So it'll be really good.
Perfect.
I'm
excited. Love it. I'm excited too. I'm excited for you. Everything you have going on is absolutely amazing. And I love the fact that you have, you know, the Cam Girl 411 going for all the cam models out there, you know, female, male, you know, every gender available to ask questions. And I think that is amazing. I think it's going to go very, very crazy here very soon because of the fact that you've only launched it only a few months ago and you've already hit 2,000 followers. So this is going to be crazy for you. Within the next year, I could only imagine what's going to happen with this and what it's going to turn into. So I absolutely love that you've done that. And it works great having you here on the show with me and Sage because it's all about cam. And for you and your experience, your experience and talking to us and what you've done and been doing and are doing, I love it. Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much.
Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. So, Miss Sexy Little Paige, why don't you give us all your shout-outs to every single way everybody out there can find Miss Paige Little. So, everybody listen right now. Miss Paige Little is going to give her shout-outs. Make sure you go check her out, or I'll kick your ass.
You're too kind. Oh, golly, I don't even know who I would even start with. Definitely some of my camming equipment, since I do solo shows, has come from D&J Toys. So, Brian, if you're listening, gals and guys, D&J Toys are amazing. They have the swings, the slings, the benches, you name it, and it's awesome to be able to use those as your partner for solo shows for camming. So D&J Toys, thank you, thank you. I love your products. I love your toys for cam. Let's see. Model Centro, thank you, thank you for all the support with Camgirl 411. I'd love to have you as a guest host again. Thank you. It's just been amazing. And we've got more models coming up. Catherine Taylor, thank you for hosting. Camgirl 411 and Finley Blake, thank you. And Joe, if you're listening, Joe Evans, thank you for all your help. And Seven Veils, Lauren, thank you, thank you for the push in the right direction. It's amazing. And my husband, TJ, big kudos to him for backing me and helping me out. So it's just been an amazing, amazing ride. Scott, Flogger Knows Best. I use his floggers on cam. Thank you, thank you.
Nice.
Lots of good stuff. So
nice.
Thank you. And I greatly appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
No, I'm glad you are so totally here. And also, everybody listening, you can follow her on Twitter at Sexy Little Paige. That's SexyLittlePaige. And do not forget to follow at CamGirl411. Make sure you follow that. And her live webcam link, do you want to see the vagina? You're going to love it. You can see her yummy vagina at PaigeLittle.CamModels.com. And coming soon, PaigeLittle.XXX. You guys won't be disappointed.
Thank you. I was listening to the startup of your show, listening to you going back and forth and just loving it. And you talking about when you walked up to me at the convention with the Stream $8 with my
dollar
with me on it. I flipped. I still have that.
Oh yeah,
and
I saw one too.
It's like, oh my God. And they're like, how? I got asked the rest of the day, how did you get on this? I don't know. So, I still don't know, but I love it. I love it. I love it.
It's too cute. I still have one, and I love it. And Miss Sage Montana, give me your shout-outs there, sexy lady.
All right, guys, make sure you follow me at SageMontana1 on Twitter or SageInVegas on Instagram. And, of course, you can come see the butterfly projects at SageMontana.CamModels.com.
Sweet. And I'm sending you that bottle of wine, regardless if I like it or not. I'm sending you one. And you guys, you guys out there listening, thank you so much for tuning in. Guys, girls, I love you all. You can follow me on Twitter, Sammy Brick69, also on Instagram, Sammy_Brick69. And then also my webcam, Sammy_Brick.camels.com. And then also here every Monday, you can follow me from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern for the Sammy Cocktail Hour. But Sammy's Cocktail Hour is going to be broken until June 1st, only because of the upcoming holidays and my surgery. So, yeah, I'll be out for a little bit, but me and Sage will be back next Thursday with our fabulous new guest, Lindsay Love, will be in the house.
which sage. You're going to love this one, too. We're going to have fun with this little chica. She's a little new, so we're really going to have fun on that one. And Paige, little thank you so very much, darling. You're absolutely amazing. Oh, and if y'all ain't following Dollhouse Radio on Twitter, it's Dollhouse_Radio. If you ain't following them, I'm so going to take one of my vibrators and put it in your a-hole. Just saying. So just bend over and make sure you have the coconut oil or else it's going to hurt. So everybody, on this note, we love you. Paige, you're amazing. Sage, I love you, sista. And we are going to end the show with our sexy
thank
girl.
You
oh, thank you, baby girls. And Miss Alana Evans, who is the co-host of the Benchwarmers Live Show every Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern. We're going to end with her song. She's a Hall of Fame porn star. She's amazing. We're going to end with Perfect. Bye, girls. Love you. And everybody,
bye.
Thank you so much. Bye, everybody. Kisses.
Bye-bye.
And the Sammy Masturbation Station will be open here shortly.